Hello, I'm Joyce Meyer, and I am excited about sharing God's Word with you today.
Halo, nama abi Joyce Meyer, kasih dampingana abi tiasa ngabagikan dawuhan Allah kasaderek.
I'm the founder and the president of a ministry in America called Life in the Word.
Abi nujung ngabangun serta presiden di hiji pelayanan di Amerika nyaeta Life in the Word.
I have found in my life that there definitely is life in God's Word.
Parantos karaos ku abi yen leres aya kehidupan di lebet dawuhan Allah.
22 years ago, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
20 tahun kapungkur, abi dibaptis.
I had been a born-again Christian for many years.
Pantos lahir dari salaku orang Kristen salami puluhan tahun.
But I seemed to be powerless in my life to do the right thing.
Pinte ngegaduhan kawasa kanggo minta mahal nuhade.
I love the Lord, but I could not behave properly.
Abi mikasih Gusti Yesus, tapi tetiasa sepatos anjena.
I needed the power of the Holy Spirit in my life.
Kebutuhan kawasa roh suci dina hirup abdi.
After I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, God called me to preach.
Pantasi abdi dibaptis, Allah nyaur ka abdi kanggo kutbah.
When God called me, I was a housewife and a mother of 3 children.
Pas Allah nyaur abdi, abdi seorang ibu rumah tangga gaduh 3 putra.
I had different problems in my life that needed to be worked out.
Abdi gaduh sagala rupi masalah nu kedah direngsekeun.
I needed to study and learn the word.
Kedah ngartos sareng diajar dawuhan Allah.
I needed to grow a lot as a Christian.
Masih kedah tumubuh salaku orang Kristen.
But I love the Lord and He saw my heart.
Mikasih Gusti Yesus anjana ningali isi hati abdi.
And I'm sure many of you watching me right now are the exact same way.
Tapi yakin sadaya oke ningali abdi sami sapatos kitu ayeuna.
Perhaps in the natural you think, well, how can God use me?
Ajar mami sadek ngemutan kumaha Allah tiasa nganggo abdi.
I felt the exact same way.
Abdi ngaraos pas sapatos kitu.
Raja, if God has spoken something to your heart,
abi masih terang yang Allah parantos nyarios ka saderek.
If He's put a vision in your heart,
anjeunna parantos nadunan visi dina hati saderek.
Then you want to press toward that vision.
Begituna saderek pasti merhatuskeun eta visi.
God uses the weak and the foolish things of the world.
Allah ngangge hal-hal nu lemah sareng bodoh di dunya.
God uses what other people would throw away.
Ngangge naon nu diciptakeun.
I came from a background of being abused.
Abi kantos ngalaman panyiksaan.
My father had sexually abused me.
Bapak nyiksa abdi secara seksual.
I was abused mentally and emotionally.
Disiksa secara mental sareng perasaan.
There was alcoholism in our home.
Kecanduan alkohol di bumi.
A lot of violence.
Teror kekerasan.
And I just did not grow up very nice.
Abi teu tumbuh dina kaya anu sae.
I had lots of problems in my soul.
Seueur masalah dina jiwa abdi.
But God saw my heart.
Amung Allah ningali hati abdi.
And He knew that He could take what the world would throw away.
Anya terang yen anjeunna tiasa nganggo anaon nu parantos dipikeun.
And He could use it for His glory.
Anggo kamulyaanna.
It's been 22 years since I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
22 tahun ti kawit abdi dibaptis.
And now today I have an international television broadcast.
Ayeuna abdi gaduh pemancar TV internasional.
My Life in the Word TV program is seen on over 350 stations.
Acara TV hidup dina pangalika disiarkeun ku langkung ti 350 stasiun TV.
And our radio broadcast is on over 250 stations.
Manjar radio langkung ti 250 stasiun.
I've authored 32 books.
Abi parantos nyerat 32 buku.
And we travel nationally and internationally preaching the gospel.
Yos kaunggal nagara di sakulah dunya kanggo ngotbahkeun Injil.
The main call on my life is to help the believer mature.
Utaminanya eta kanggo nulungan jalma percaya supaya dewasa rohani.
It's my job to help people grow up.
Tugas abi kanggo nulungan jalma tumubuh.
To help people be all God wants them to be.
Nulungan jalma sapertos nu Allah hoyong.
So they can have all that God wants them to have.
Marana tiasa gaduh naon nu Allah kersakeun.
You see, a lot of people want to have all that God wants them to have.
Sapa jalmi hoyong miboga naon nu aya di Allah.
But they don't always want to be all that God wants them to be.
Tapi embung nyumponan ka hayang Allah.
And the two are connected together.
Duanana silih kaitan.
God has many blessings already set aside for you.
Alang agaduan berkat kanggo saderek.
He has a great call and a great plan for your life.
Kudu hiji panyaur agung sareng rencana kanggo hidup saderek.
But we have to grow up.
Tapi urang kedah tumubuh.
We have to mature and become Christ-like.
Kedah dewasa sareng sapertos Kristus.
So the series of teachings that I'm going to be doing is entitled Wilderness Mentalities.
Pengajaran ini judulnya eta mentalitas padang gurun.
In this series of teachings,
dina pengajaran ieu
teaches us why the Israelites
ngajarkeun urang naha jelema Israel.
Spent 40 years trying to make an 11-day trip.
Selama 40 tahun kanggo ngarengsekeun perjalanan 11 dinten.
The Israelites were in bondage in Egypt.
Orang Israel aya dina zaman budak belian di Mesir.
God sent them a deliverer and brought them out of bondage.
Allah ngirimkeun pembebas sareng nyandak maranehna kaluar ti.
They headed for the promised land.
Dipimpin ka tanah nu dijanjikeun.
But they had to pass through the wilderness.
Kedah ngaliwatan sagara keusik.
Out in the wilderness to me is the place where we grow up.
Di luar sagara keusik kanggo abdi ieu tempat kanggo tumubuh.
How we handle the wilderness,
maha urang migawe sagara keusik,
determines how fast we'll make it to the promised land.
Sabarilah urang nepi di tanah nu dijanjikeun.
They were excited about heading for the promised land.
Maranehna sumanget ka tanah perjanjian.
But they didn't know how to handle themselves in the wilderness.
Maranehna teterang kumaha ngurus diri sorangan di sagara keusik.
The first scripture we'd like to look at is Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 2.
Ayat pengawitannya eta Pamindu pasal 1 ayat 2.
Deuteronomy chapter 1,
Pamindu pasal 1,
verse 2,
ayat 2,
says, it is only 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Seir to Kadesh Barnea.
Poi perjalanan jauhna ti Horeb dugi ka Kadesh Barnea, ngalangkungana jalan Gunung Seir.
Yet Israel took 40 years to get beyond it.
Begituna Israel perlu 40 tahun keur ngalakukeunana.
Now this is an amazing scripture.
Emang rupi ayat nu sae pisan.
It tells them that they only had an 11-day journey.
Asian terang yen maranehna mung kedah mapa 11 dinten.
But they wandered around in the wilderness 40 years.
Maranehna ngumbara muter-muter di sagara keusik 40 tahun.
And you know, I can understand that.
Arek terang abdi tiasa ngartos hal eta.
Because there have been many times in my life.
Margi seurna dina hirup abdi.
When I felt like it was taking me a lot longer to get somewhere than it should have.
Tos ngaraos kitu nu ngakibatkeun abdi langkung lami dugi ka hiji tempat.
For example, when I discovered in the word of God that I needed to control my temper.
Contohna waktos abdi mendakan dawuhan Allah kanggo ngendalikan amarah abdi.
I needed to control all of my negative emotions.
Abdi kedah ngendalikan amarah abdi.
And I wanted to do that.
Abdi kesami damel eta.
I love the Lord and I wanted to please him.
Abdi mikasih nyugemakeun anjeunna.
And I knew I had the fruit of self-control.
Abdi kaduh buah pengawasan diri Gusti Yesus sareng.
But it seemed like I would still lose my temper.
Katingalna abdi masih sok ngambek.
And even though I'd been studying the word for a year.
Abdi parantos diajar dawuhan Allah salami sataun.
And then for 2 years.
Teras 2 tahun.
And then maybe for 5 years.
Teras 5 tahun panginten.
And I felt like I shouldn't have those problems anymore.
Karena abdi teu ngagaduhan masalah-masalah eta deui.
Sometimes I would still make mistakes and I would fall into those same problems.
Dan abdi masih midamel kasalahan sareng bakal geubis karena masalah sapnu sami.
So I felt like the Israelites.
Abdi ngaros seperti urang Israel.
God, why is it taking me so long to get to the promised land?
Mesti naha menilami dugi ka tanah perjanjian. Aya masalah nu sanes.
Or there were other issues in my life.
Dina hirup abdi.
Because of being abused in my childhood, I was rebellious.
Pargi disiksa alit abdi ngalawan.
I didn't have the right attitude toward authority in my life.
Tegaru sikap nu leres ngenaan otoritas dina kehidupan abdi.
I knew as a wife that I should be submissive to my husband.
Kalau istri kedahna abdi tumut kacaroke.
And yet I found it hard to do.
Dina hal ieu karaos abot pisan.
I wanted to do the right thing.
Abdi kasami damel hal anu leres.
My heart was right.
Hati abdi mah leres.
But those negative emotions would get the best of me.
Tapi amarah masih ngawasan abdi.
I wanted to get where God wanted me to be.
Abdi hayang linggih di mana Allah ngersakeun.
But it just seemed like it was taking so long.
Dimariogen waktos nulami.
And you know, I always thought it was my enemies.
Tarik terang abdi nganggep eta musuh-musuh abdi.
I thought it was the devil.
Eta iblis.
I thought, well, if we had more money, I'd be easier to get along with.
Pami urang agaduhan artos langkung, abdi langkung gampang au.
And then there were times where I thought if I felt better physically, I'd be easier to get along with.
Kadang oke ngemut umpami kawarasan abdi langkung, saya pasti langkung gampang au.
And then I thought, well, if my ministry would grow faster, I'd be easier to get along with.
Pami pelayanan abdi tumubuh langkung enggal abdi gampang au.
But as I began to really pray about it,
atas abdi ngadoakeun hal eta leres-leres,
as I really got serious with God,
serius sareng Allah,
God began to show me this.
Allah ngawitani ngalikeun abdi.
He said, Joyce, the Israelites were out there 40 years.
Jarang ada wuh, Joyce, orang Israel ayah didinya salami 40 tahun.
Not because of their enemies.
Nespeda musuh maranehna.
But because of their attitude.
Kulantaran sifat maranehna.
He said they had wilderness mindset.
Karena kegaduhan cara pikir segara kesik.
They had a wilderness attitude.
Segara kesik.
They had wrong attitudes that kept them out there.
And
we want to talk about 10 wrong attitudes that we can have that will keep us in the wilderness.
Orang bakal ngabahas ngenaan 10 sikap anu ngakibatkeun urang tetep di sagara kesih.
You know, our minds are very, very, very important.
Adek terang, emutan orang kalintang pentingna.
We have to think right if our lives are going to be right.
Orang kedah emutan, saya umpami hoyong hirup hade.
Proverbs 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Loka 23 ayat 7 nyeroskeun, sebab seperti jalma anu nyieun perhitungan dina dirina sorangan.
Let's look at one more scripture in Deuteronomy before we go somewhere else. Deuteronomy.
Mangga urang tingali hiji ayat deui dina Pamindo.
Chapter 1 verse 6.
Pamindo hiji ayat 6.
The Lord our God said to us in Horeb, you have dwelt long enough on this mountain.
Bisialah. Urang parantos ngadawuh di Horeb nyakieu geus cukup pila maneh cicing di ieu gunung.
I'm sure that many of you feel that way, like maybe you have been at the same place long enough.
Tapi yakin saya di antara saderek ngaraos kitu saperas saderek nutos lami linggih di hiji tempat.
You may be discouraged right now because you feel like you're not making enough progress.
Saderek ngaraos letik hate kumarki sapertina saderek teu ngadamel kamajuan.
But my dear brother or sister, don't be discouraged.
Saderek saiman sadayana, tong letik hate.
God is more patient with us than we are with ourselves.
Allah langkung sabar ka urang, ka diri urang sorangan.
God knew exactly how long it was going to take me when he called me into ministry.
Allah tarang sabar alami, Allah nyauran abdi galebet kana pelayanan.
You see, God knows the end from the beginning.
Allah tarang akhir tina awal.
And God is willing to work with you.
Anjeunna hoyong kerja sareng.
As long as you have an attitude to learn, God is never going to give up on you.
Salami sedereng hoyong diajar, Allah moal pernah nyerah ka sedereng.
So you may have been at the same mountain a long time.
Pamintas ayah di gunung Nusami, salami iya.
But today is the day to move on.
Dinten iya, dinten kanggo maju deui.
Today is the day to change your mind so you can change your behavior.
Dinten kanggo ngarobi imutan sedereng supaya tiasa ngarobi kelakuan sedereng.
The next scripture we want to look up is Colossians chapter 3.
Ayat selanjutnya antara Kolose pasal 3.
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1.
Kolose pasal 3 ayat 1.
And also verse 2.
Sekarang ayat 2.
Verse 1 says, if then you've been raised with Christ to a new life.
Ayat 1 nyarioskeun, kukituna lamun anjeun.
Sharing his resurrection from the dead.
Dikugahkan sasarengan Kristus.
Aim at and seek the rich eternal treasures that are above.
Hilari perkara di luhur.
Where Christ is seated at the right hand of God.
Di mana Kristus ayat calik di sebelah katuhu Allah.
And set your minds and keep them set on what is above.
Imutan perkara.
The higher things.
Di luhur.
Not on the things that are on the earth.
Panas di dunia.
So he's saying if you want to live the resurrection life that you've been called to.
Anjeun ujug ngadawuh umpami sadek hoyong ngalaman hirup nu digugahkeun kedah dipanggil heula.
If you want to live the good life that you've been called to.
Umpami hoyong ngalaksanakeun hirup nu sapagelar sareng panyaurus.
Then you have to set your mind on higher things, not on.
Sadek kedah ngemutan perkara di luhur.
Not on low things.
Panas nu di dunia.
And when we say set our mind on higher things, that doesn't mean we just go around thinking about heaven all the time. But thinking about high things
Tapi imutan perkara nu diluhur
means thinking about right things.
Atosna imutan hal-hal nu leres.
The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 12 verse 2.
Kita suci ngawulang di Roma pasal 12 ayat 2.
That we have to have our minds completely renewed by the word of God.
Kita urang sadayana kedah dirobi ku dawuhan Allah.
You see, I had lots and lots of years to learn wrong thinking.
Abi salah mimang tahun-tahun nitenan imutan anu salah.
However many years you've been alive before receiving Christ as your Savior, you've had all those years to learn wrong thinking. And even though now you've taken Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says your mind has to be renewed. It says it has to be completely transformed. And only after our minds are transformed will we experience the perfect will of God for our lives. You should write down Romans 12, 1 through 3. And you can study them out for yourselves more later. But always remember, you have to have your mind renewed. The Bible teaches us that our conduct will not change until our mind changes. Let's look at Ephesians chapter
4.
Beginning in verse
22.
It says, strip yourselves of your former nature.
Yang hirup nu bahala kada miceun manusia nu lami.
Now I read from an amplified Bible.
Di kitab suci sareng penjelasanana.
And it has a few more words in it than some of the other translations.
Jangan kaduhan langkung seueur dari surat tibatan terjemahan sanes.
So the Amplified Bible says, put off and discard your old unrenewed self. Which characterized your previous manner of life. And becomes corrupt through lust and desires. That spring from deception. So verse 22 is telling us to put off that old man and all that old way of living.
Ayat 22 masihan terang kanggo nadunan manusia yang cara hirup anu lami.
And then if we skip verse 23 and go to verse 24.
Kami orang tingali ayat 23 teras ayat 24.
Verse 24 tells us put on the new man.
Ayat 24 masihan terang orang angge manusia enggal.
The new man that's going to be godlike.
Manusia enggal bakal janten sapatos Allah.
The new man that's going to walk in righteousness and holiness.
Umaparina bebeneran sareng kakudusan.
But verse 23 is what I call a bridge scripture.
Ayat 22 nyata, naon nu abdi sebat hiji ayat jembatan.
Verse 22 tells me what not to do, and verse 24 tells me what to do.
Ayat 22 masian terang naon nu dilarang sareng 24 masian terang naon nu kedah dipidamel.
But verse 23 tells me how to get there.
Ayat 23 masian terang kumaha carana.
And this is verse 23.
Ya, ayat 23.
And be constantly renewed in the spirit of your mind.
Bagaimana dirubah dinasa roh jeung pikiran.
Having a fresh mental and spiritual attitude.
Kaduan mental nu sae sareng sifat rohani.
It says constantly renewed.
Dicaroskeun teras-terasan dirobih.
Every day we have to have a fresh new attitude.
Ngalitan urang kedah ngagaduan sikap nu enggal.
Satan may tell you 10 times a day you're not going to make it.
Panginten iblis masian 10 kali sadinten yen saderek moal berhasil.
He may tell you 25 times you're no good.
Masih sareng 25 kali yen saderek kawon.
He'll tell you over and over and over nobody loves you and nobody cares.
Masian terang saderek teras-terasan yen teu aya saurang uge anu mikasih sareng nyah ka saderek.
But those are all wrong thoughts that Satan is putting in your mind.
Eta pikiran nu awon anu setan hareuweuskeun.
This is the truth.
Ieu bebeneran.
The word of God is the truth.
Tuhan Allah nyata bebeneran.
And when you renew your mind with the word of God, once you know the Bible,
kali sadek wano ka kitab suci,
then every lie the devil tells you,
Setiap kebohongan iblis serioskan kesaderek.
A portion of God's word will come out of your spirit.
Pegadauan Allah bakal katingali.
To fight against that lie.
Kanggo ngalawan iblis.
But until people know the word.
Jika jalma rea kenal dauan eta.
No matter how many lies Satan tells them.
Paling sakuma serna kebohongan iblis serioskan.
They just believe everything he says.
Malahena percantan kenal segala hal nu dicarioskan.
Before I was baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Tata-tata Nabi dibaptis.
I had a regular problem with depression.
Masalah ayawai.
I would get discouraged and sad.
Abdi pondok harapan.
I remember times when I would go to bed feeling fine.
Keimutan matos padi leleson.
When I would wake up in the morning.
Atas gugah injing.
This little voice would say to me, you feel depressed.
Atletik abdi nyeros, maneh depresi.
And I always followed that voice.
Keingetan bayi eta sora.
I would spend the whole day sad and depressed.
Karawas sedih, sareng asa kateken.
But it wasn't until I got into the Word of God.
Tapi lengit sampai atas lebet ke dauhan Allah.
When I started learning the Word.
Dikawit diajar dauhan.
And I knew that I had the spirit of joy.
Abdi kegaduhan roh sukabinga.
That Jesus was my joy.
Yesus sukabinga abdi.
And Jesus is my peace.
Kerta abdi.
Then when that lying voice said you're depressed.
Atas kebohongan nyarita maneh kateken.
Then I could quote Isaiah 61.
Abi biasa ningali Yesaya 61.
And I could say no.
Abi nyaros ente.
For God has given me a spirit of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Kami suka bunga di lebet Gusti, jiwa kami maruji di lebet Allah kami.
He's given me a garment of praise to put on.
Mere jubah pujian.
And I don't have to be depressed.
Kudu ngarasa kateken.
And you'll be amazed when you start standing up to the devil.
Tarek bakal heran waktu yang harapan iblis.
And fight him with the word of God.
Kalau ngalawan dawuhan Allah.
He cannot defeat you. So I want you to take an inventory of your thought life.
Tanda kesedihan tina kehidupan imutan saderek.
If you feel like you've been living in the wilderness way too long.
Pemengaros tos lami titing di sagara kesih.
You think your ministry is not growing.
Pelayanan termaju.
You're not overcoming your problems.
Masalah teringse.
You don't have enough money.
Atas tercekap.
Or you're sick in your body.
Awak nyeri.
Or you have some kind of problems in your family.
Masalah dina kulawarga.
Now you think, God, how long is this going to take?
Dina imutan Gusti sabar lami deui.
You want to be sure while you're making the journey.
Yakin waktu ngalakukan hiji perjalanan.
That you keep a positive mindset.
Tetap ngimut positif.
We all have to go through the wilderness.
Kurang kedah ngalangkungan sakara kesik.
But we don't have to live there.
Tapi ente cicing di dinya.
We can make it a quick trip.
Dalam perjalanan jantan sakadar.
I believe that sometimes the wilderness is a literal place.
Tapi perjalanan kadang sakadar kesik tempat nusa saanyana.
But I believe that other times the wilderness is inside of us.
Tapi di waktu sakadar kesik ayah dina hati orang.
Jesus said in John 7:38.
Yesus ngatawu dina Yohanes 7:38.
Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Di jero hati bakal ngalir aliran cai hirup.
I need to have life coming out of me.
Tapi kedah gaduh hirup nun keluar.
But if I'm all dry and unhappy and weary inside.
Tapi ari parantos capek.
If my inner life.
Batin abdi.
Is a wilderness.
Aya sagara kesih.
My thought life.
Imutan abdi.
My attitudes.
Sifat abdi.
Then I'm living in the wilderness.
Dina sagara kesih.
You see, many times the way we present ourselves outwardly.
Cara kanggo nunjukkeun diri urang secara lahiriah.
And the way we feel inwardly are two different things.
Cara urang didebet nyaeta dua hal nu beda.
So I want you to think about your inner life.
Imutan kehirupan dina batin saderek.
What goes on inside of you?
Anu kajadian dina diri saderek.
That's what determines how long you're going to stay in the wilderness.
Yeu nangtukeun sabaraha lila sarek cicing di sagara kesik.
So we're going to talk about 10 wilderness mentalities. And the first one we want to talk about is this. My future is based on my past and my present. You see, that's wrong thinking. That's a wrong attitude. Because I had been abused.
Abdi parantos ngalaman disiksa.
I thought nothing good would ever happen to me.
Wal ayanu sae nu bakal kaalaman ku abdi.
But I was basing my future on my past.
Tapi ningali zaman payun.
And see, the Bible says if any man is in Christ,
Kitab suci nyarios,
he is a new creature.
Ayah dilebet Kristus.
All things pass away.
Arana ciptaan anyar.
And all things become brand new.
Tanyana anu anyar geus datang.
That's 2 Corinthians 5:17.
2 Korintus 5 ayat 17.
Now think about it and get excited.
Imutan eta sareng sing.
If you're in Christ,
sadarek lebet Kristus.
All things pass away.
Nu lawas geus eueuh.
And all things.
Ayeuna anu anyar.
Become brand new.
Geus datang.
You have a brand new opportunity for a brand new life.
Sadarek aduh kesempatan kamu hidup nu enggal.
You can shake off that past.
Lepaskan masa lalu sadarek.
And you can press on.
Tekenkeun.
To the great future that God has for you. The Israelites spent 40 years in the wilderness because they did not have a positive vision for their futures. They had no dreams and visions for the future. I was abused the first 23 years of my life. But now I'm having a great life. A marvelous life.
Hidup anu luar biasa.
I mean an almost unbelievably wonderful life.
Hidup anu endah, anu pang, pamohalan.
But it didn't happen until I caught a hold of God's dream for me. God has a good plan for your life and I want you to grasp hold of that today.
Allah boga rancang anu hade kersadarek sepengayana.
Make your mind up that you're going to be people of purpose. I can always see the Israelites just wandering around out in the wilderness. I can just picture them not knowing where they're going, just wandering around out there. But we need to be people that have direction. We need to have a plan and work our plan. And we need to be determined we're not going to give up till we cross the finish line. One thing's for sure, if anybody quits and gives up, it's not going to be the Holy Spirit. The Israelites didn't make progress because they never saw with the eye of faith.
Orang Israel ngadamel kemajuan kemarin dan ningali ku soca iman.
They only saw what was right in front of them.
Mong ningali naon anu aya di payuneuna.
You need to look beyond where you've come from.
Kasang tukang saderek.
You need to look beyond where you're at right now.
Tingali di mana saderek ayeuna.
And you need to believe.
Kudu percaya.
That the great God that lives in you.
Allah nu agung dina saderek.
That he can do great things through you.
Anjeuna tiasa midamel hal nu ageung ngalangkungan saderek.
I don't have to be great because I have a great God.
Sakadas janten ageung kumarki gaduh Allah nu ageung.
And even though Satan comes against me,
iblis oge ngalawan abdi.
Greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world.
Lebih gede tibatan roh anu aya di dirinya.
Now let's look at Isaiah chapter 11 verse 3.
Tingali Yesaya 11 ayat 3.
We want to be like Jesus, and so we're going to see how he was.
Urang hayang sapertos Kristus, urang bari ningali kumaha anjeunna.
Actually, I want to read verses 2 and 3.
Ayat 2 sareng 3.
It says, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him.
Roh Pangeran aya di anjeunna.
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding.
Roh hikmat jeung pangarti.
The Spirit of counsel and might.
Roh amanat jeung kakawasaan.
The spirit of knowledge and of the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord.
Roh kawanohan jeung taat ka Allah.
And shall make him of quick understanding.
Nyaeta sieun ka Allah.
And his delight shall be in the reverential and obedient fear of the Lord.
Kabungana nyaeta wanoh jeung taat ka Gusti.
And he shall not judge by the sight of his eyes.
Anjeunna moal ngahakiman.
Neither decide by the hearing of his ears.
Urakeun hukuman, nurutkeun batur.
Now what this scripture is telling us is this.
Anu ayat ieu tereskeun ka urang.
The Spirit of God that came on Jesus.
Roh Allah nu sumping ka Yesus.
Taught him not to make decisions.
Ngawulang sabaros teu nyandak keputusan.
Just by what he could see.
Kunaon nu anjeunna tingali.
or what he could hear. But he walked by the discernment of the Holy Ghost in him. Maybe when you look around you, all you see is destruction. But if you look with the eye of faith, you can have a positive vision for your future. Let's take a look at the Israelites and why they stayed in the wilderness. Let's go to Numbers chapter 14. Verses 2 through 4.
Ayat 2 hingga 4.
Now I want you to pay real close attention to their attitude.
Tingali sifat aranjena.
It says all the Israelites grumbled and deplored their situation.
Dicarioskeun sadaya urang Israel kukulutus.
Accusing Moses and Aaron.
Ka Musa jeung Harun.
To whom the whole congregation said.
Sadaya nyarioskeun.
Would that we had died in Egypt.
Namun orang angger maut di tanah Mesir.
Or that we had died in the wilderness.
Tawa di ieu sagara.
Why does the Lord bring us to this land to fall by the sword?
Nah, pangeran nyandak orang ka ieu negeri supaya
our wives and little ones will be a prey.
Tamajikan jeung barudak jadi tawanan.
Is it not better for us to return to Egypt?
Lebih hade balik deui ka Mesir.
And they said one to another.
Arana nyarita ka anu sejen.
Let us choose a captain and return to Egypt.
Mending orang angkat seorang pemimpin tuli balik ke Mesir.
Now you see the attitude they had was so negative.
Tingali sifat maranenan meni negatif.
And every time they came against a trial or a tribulation.
Tiap maranenan ngalaman cocoba atau kasangsaraan.
Every time they came to a hard place in life.
Ngalaman kehidupan uhese.
They never gave the sacrifice of praise.
Tidak pernah merek kurban pujian.
They never said positive things.
Ranyaros hal anu positif.
The Bible says we can call those things that be not as though they are.
Kita ranyaros yen orang tiasa nyebatkan hal anu positif anu kitu.
They were calling everything that was as if it would always be that way.
Arana nyebutkeun setiap hal anu kajantaran seolah sapertos kitu.
They got really negative.
Arana negatif pisan.
They said we'd be better off dead.
Langsung saya maut.
We're going to die out here anyway.
Kumaha bae bakal maut di dieu.
We need to go back where we came from.
Orang mulih ka kawitna urang.
Let's go back to Egypt.
Ka Mesir.
And you know, Egypt represents bondage and slavery to the devil.
Mesir ngalambangkeun iketan sareng perbudakan ka iblis. Sareng mulih deui.
So many people backslide.
Kana kabiasaan lami.
When things get difficult.
Patos sagalana hese.
But that's why you have the Spirit of God in you for
different.
He enables us to do difficult things. He enables us to do impossible things. With God, all things are possible. And He enables us to do hard things. With peace and joy. But every time we see the Israelites in the wilderness, when we follow them through the wilderness, every time they got a test like this, they failed it. And I found out that with God we never fail, not permanently.
Secara permanen.
We just get to take the test over.
Mengkadari goda sekali deui.
So if you don't want to take your test over again, pass it now.
Pami alim digoda, kedah lulus ayeuna.
No matter how hard it seems.
Paduli sakumaha hesena.
Get it over with.
Usaha kanggo lulus.
So you can move on to a new level in God.
Sarek tiasa maju ka tingkat salajengna di lebet Allah.
Let's look at Numbers chapter 20.
Tingali bilangan 20.
Verse 3.
Ayat 3.
Actually, verses 3 through 5.
Harusnya ayat 3 dugi ka 5.
Now, a lot of these scriptures are alike.
Ayat nu sami.
But I want you to see that they had this problem all the time.
Tapi sarek ningali yen marane ngagaduhan masalah sepanjang waktu.
They didn't just have it one time.
Temung hiji waktu.
It was something ingrained in their attitude.
Teras ngakar dina sifat maranehna.
See, everybody gets negative once in a while.
Setiap jam ini jantan negatif.
But if people are negative all the time, then they've got an attitude problem. And anybody who has an attitude problem is also going to have an altitude problem. That means until they change their attitude, they can never go up to a new level. Bad attitudes hold us back.
Sifat awal nahan urang.
And all 10 of these attitudes that we're going to talk about
sikap nu bakal dibahas,
are attitudes that will keep you in bondage.
Eta sikap nu nahan saderek kana perbudakan.
And I tell you, it grieves me as a teacher
ieu nyirikeun abi salaku guru,
to see so many of God's children
ningali sakitu seurna putra Allah,
that are born again and spirit-filled,
dibabarkeun deui dipinuhan ku Roh.
And they have a great future planned for them by God.
Pada masa depan saya nu dirancang ku Allah.
But they stay in the wilderness.
Marana tetap cicing di sagara.
Because of wrong attitudes and wrong mindsets.
Margi sikap sareng pola pikir nu lepat.
Numbers 20 verse 3.
Bilangan 20 ayat 3.
And the people contended with Moses and said, "Would that we had died when our brethren died in the plague before the Lord."
Eta bangsa ribut jeung Musa saurna, "Lamun kami maot dina waktu dulur kami oge maot di payunan Allah."
And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness that we should die here, we and our livestock?
Ha anjeun nyandak jemaat pangeran kasagara ieu supaya kami jeung ingon kami maot?
And why have you made us come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place?
Ha anjeun mimpin kami kaluar ti Mesir jang mawa ka tempat cilaka ieu?
It is not a place of grain or figs or vines or pomegranates.
Nalain tempat nabur kaya tangkal ara anggur jeung delima.
And there is no water to drink. Now I want you to notice they were looking at everything they did not have. And they were not looking at anything they did have. And so many people fall into that trap. We're all blessed in certain ways. And no matter what kind of problem you have right now, no matter what kind of problem I have right now, there's somebody else with a worse problem than me or you. Satan's always going to magnify our problems. In relationships with other people, he always points out their faults. He always points out everything that's wrong with everybody.
Nunjuk setiap hal nu salah dibatur.
But that's not the Spirit of God.
Yesanes Roh Allah.
God causes us to look for the positive and the good.
Alami barang urang milari nu positif sareng nu sae.
Another thing they did was they always blamed Moses for everything that went wrong.
Marena oge nganyalahkeun Musa kanggo setiap hal nu lepat.
They never took responsibility for their behavior.
Teu pernah tanggung jawab kana kalakuanana.
We're going to talk about that one more later. Another thing we see in these scriptures is they were always saying why. Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Why are we going this way? Why did you do that? Why didn't you do something else? Why doesn't God do something? I finally realized that I spent about 10 years just saying, why God, why, and when God, when. I didn't have a positive attitude of faith. I was always questioning God. Always wanting to know all the reasons behind everything. But you know what God wants from us? He wants us to trust Him. And anytime we trust God, if we really trust God, there will always be some questions that we don't have the answers to. So if you have some things in your life right now that you don't have the answers to, you can just join the rest of us because we're all the same way. Let's look at one more group of scriptures, Numbers 21.
Kelompok ayatnya itu bilangan 21.
Numbers 21, 4 and 5.
Bilangan 21 ayat 4 dan 5.
We're going to see the same attitude again.
Orang bakal mendakan sifat anusami.
And they journeyed from Mount Hor by way to the Red Sea.
Tangges marena indi di Gunung Hor, lempang kalau Tiberau.
To go around the land of Edom.
Kelilingan tanah Edom.
And the people became impatient.
Eta bangsa jadi tersabar.
Depressed and much discouraged.
Katakan yang letik hati.
Because of the trials along the way.
Pencobaan sepanjang jalan.
Now we don't want to miss this.
Orang alim kalengitan hal iu.
They were having a trial.
Yang harapan itu godaan.
And their response was all negative.
Pandangan maranya negatif.
They were impatient, depressed, and discouraged.
Tersabar, katakan yang letik hati.
And then that attitude began to come out of their mouth.
Sifat mengawitan keluar di lambai maranya.
You see, if we have a wrong attitude, it's always going to come out in words.
Orang kalakuan ulepat bakal keluar di cariosan.
Verse 5 says, and the people spoke against God and against Moses.
Jadi menyeroskan marana nyarita ngelawan Allah jeng Musa.
Why have you brought us out of Egypt?
Nah, malah mimpin kami keluar di Mesir.
To die in the wilderness.
Ameh kami paeh di sakara.
For there is no bread.
Tidia uwuh roti.
Neither is there any water.
Uwuh cai.
And we hate this light, contemptible, unsubstantial manna.
Dan iya kami nges bosan.
Now you know the manna was a miracle seed that God rained down from heaven every morning.
Yang manna teh siki ajaib nu pangeran turunkeun ti sawarga unggal enjing.
And when they first got the manna, they were very excited about it.
Karmimiti meunang manna marena sarumanget.
I mean, it was a miracle provision.
Yeuh teh hiji mujizat persediaan.
They saw the greatness of God in this provision.
Marena ningali kaagungan Allah.
But it wasn't long.
Tapi enteu lami.
And the very thing they were so excited about.
Ngawitan semangat pisan.
Now they're complaining about it.
Ayeuna ngeluh.
You know why? Because they had a wrong heart attitude.
Tarek terang, kumari karo sikap hati nu lepat.
Anytime that we have a wrong heart attitude.
Iraha urang ngagaduan sikap hati nu lepat.
We're always going to find something to complain about.
Pasti mendakan hal anu susah.
It's always going to come out of our mouth.
Bakal keluar tina lambai urang.
The Bible tells us that we can have all that we can see.
Kita suci imasian terangkan orang tiasa ngagaduhan segala nukat tinggali.
Over in Genesis chapter 13.
Dina kejadian pasal 13.
Abraham found himself in a place where he had to start all over again.
Abraham ningali dirina di hiji tempat di mana kedah ngawitan segala nanti.
He and his nephew Lot were not getting along.
Anjana sang Lot alonan tegaul.
Or at least the people that worked for them were not getting along.
Atawakah para pagawinan terkenal.
And so to keep out the strife, they had to separate.
Matagarelut kedah dipisah.
And Abraham told Lot that he could pick whatever part of the valley he wanted.
Abraham masih terang Lot, anjena tiasa milih bagian tipayun.
And he said, I'll take what's left.
Kami bakal nyandak sesana.
That act shows that he had a great attitude.
Sikap ningalikeun sikap nuhade.
He would rather give up everything and start over than to be in strife.
Hanya resep masrahkan segala tibatan gelut.
Well, Lot chose the best part of the Jordan Valley for himself.
Lot milih tempat pangsaena di lembah Yordan keun dirina sorangan.
And Abraham took what was left.
Abraham nyandak sisana.
But God brought him to a certain place.
Pangeran nyandak anjena ka hiji tempat.
And he said, now look all around you to the right and to the left.
Antara nyeros tempo sakruing maneh ka kenca jeung ka tuhu.
Look out in front of you as far as you can see.
Tempo ka hareup sing jauh.
And then God said this to him.
Pangeran ngadawuh deui.
Whatever you can see.
Sakuliana kri nu ka tempo.
I'll give it to you.
Pikeun ka maneh.
And I'm saying that to you today.
Jadi abdi cariskeun ka sadayak ayeuna.
Whatever you can see is a positive vision for your life, God will give it to you.
Anu katingali nu mangrupi visi positif kanggo hirup.
It's not good enough for somebody else to see something for you.
Tasaya umpami dipangningalkeun ku batur marana ngagaduan seueur kemungkinan.
Sometimes I look at people and I know they have possibilities.
Kadang abdi ningali ka sababaraha jalmi.
And I see what all they could do if they would just change their attitude.
Ningal naon tiasa dipidamel umpami ngarobih kalakuan maranehna.
But if they never see it,
umpami maranehna teu pernah ningali,
They'll never do it.
Pasti ente mitamalna.
I had a vision from God. I saw something.
Abdi ngakaduan visi ti Allah.
God spoke to my heart one day and said this.
Allah ngadawuhkan hati abdi kieu.
He said, Joyce, you're going to go all over the place and teach my word.
Anjen bakal indit ka sakuliah tempat pikeun ngajar dawuhan kami.
And you're going to have a very large teaching tape ministry.
Anjen bakal ngabogaan pelayanan pengajaran nu loba make kaset.
Well, in the natural, it looked impossible.
Sapertosna mustahil pisan.
My friends didn't see what I saw.
Jangan abdi teu ningal naon nu abdi tingali.
A lot of my family didn't see what I saw.
Keluarga oge sami.
And many of them discouraged me.
Teranya kalahkan.
Many of my friends said things to me that discouraged me.
Teranjangan nyeros nu matak abdi teu gaduh sumanget deui.
But I caught God's vision.
Tapi abdi newak visi Allah.
And I stuck with God year after year after year.
Fokus abdi tetep ka Allah setiap tauna.
And little by little, we made it through that wilderness.
Sakadik-sakadik ngalangkungan eta sagara.
It wasn't always easy.
Tegampang.
Lots of times I was lonely.
Abi ngisok ngaros ti isen.
Many times it was very hard and I felt like giving up.
Karos sesah, hoyong nyerah.
But I refused to give up my vision.
Tapi abi nolak kanggo mundur tina visi eta.
And here I am, I've made it.
Ayeuna abi ngalaksa kenana.
And you're going to make it too. And I believe the anointing of the Holy Spirit is coming to you right now. Especially those of you that have been so discouraged. And I pray for you right now for that thing to be broken off of you. And for you to be full of the fire of God. Full of holy determination. And I prophesy over you that you're going to make it and you're going to do great and mighty things. In Jesus' name and for His glory. And nobody can stop you. If God be for you, who can be against you? If God is on your side, who can be your foe? Well, we need to have a positive look at our lives, don't we?
Kurang-kurangnya kaduan pola pikir positif ngenaan hirup.
Abraham was positive.
Abraham positif.
And God said, I'll give you everything you can see.
Pangeran ngadawuh kami bakal mere kamane.
Let's look at Isaiah 43:18.
Mangga tingali Yesaya 43:18.
I'm going to read you this scripture and then we're going to go on to the next mentality, the next wrong mentality.
Abdi pada diauskeun teras urang ka mentalitas salajengna mentalitas nu lepat.
Verses 18 and 19.
18 sareng 19.
Isaiah 43.
Yesaya 43.
Do not earnestly remember the former things.
Tong diinget-inget hal nu baheula.
Neither consider the things of old.
Jeung tong merhatikeun hal jaman purba.
Behold, I am doing a new thing.
Tembo kami bakal nyieun nu anyar.
Now it springs forth.
Nu ayeuna geus jadi.
Do you not perceive and know it?
Ha, maneh acan.
And will you not give heed to it?
Acan terang.
I will even make a way in the wilderness.
Kami bakal nyieun jalan di sagar.
And rivers in the desert.
Yang walungan di tegalan.
So that's good news for you. God saying, let go of the old.
Ya bejabunga keserek Allah nuju ngadawuh hal nu anyar.
And press toward the new.
Hal nu geus lawas leungit. Perhatikan mahal.
Okay, the number two wilderness mentality that I found they had.
Mentalitas sagara nu kadua nu maranehna gaduh.
Was this.
Eta ieu.
Somebody do everything for me. I don't want to take any responsibility.
Saurang midamel sagala hal kanggo abdi. Abdi teu kersa.
One of the biggest problems that we seem to have in our society today is people don't want to take responsibility.
Saya masalah anu pangagengna dina masyarakat urang nyaeta jelema alim tanggal waler.
You see, the Israelites were having a rough time, but they didn't want to take any responsibility.
Urang Israel nyaharepan masa anu sesah, tapi marana alim tanggal waler.
They said everything was Moses' fault.
Maranena nyarios sakalana kasalahan.
Or it was God's fault.
Tapi kesalahan Allah.
In my life, I blamed everything on my abusive past.
Dina hidup abdi, abdi nyalakeun setiap hal ngeunaan panyiksaan.
Or my husband and children.
Tarogea tanep perudak abdi.
Or the devil.
Nu kalangkung.
But it never occurred to me that I had a problem.
Tapi henteu pernah katingali yen abdi ngagaduhan masalah.
It's so much easier to think about everybody else's problem and not our own.
Langsung saya mikiran masalah batur tibatan masalah orang nyalira.
But when we open our lives up to God and say, God, change me.
Patos orang muka hirup di payunan Allah teras nyarios Gusti Robi abdi.
We may not like everything He shows us.
Setiap hal nu anjeunna tingalikeun ka urang.
But we'll have a quick trip through the wilderness.
Bakal nempuh hiji perjalanan nu enggal ngalangkungan sagara.
If we don't face truth,
bami urang teu nyangharepan kebenaran,
then we just wander around out in the wilderness all the years of our life, just wandering around.
Urang bakal muter bae di sagara saumur hirup mengumbara.
And we never make any progress.
Orang tak pernah ngadamel kemajuan non bae.
We just go around and around the same mountains.
Memutar sareng ngurilingan gunung anu sami.
And every time God tries to show us the answer,
tiap kali Allah bade nunjukkeun urang jawaban,
we don't want to face it and we look for something else.
Orang tak kersa nyangharepan malah milari nu sanes.
God wanted them to take responsibility for their attitude.
Allah mikahoyong maranina kanggo tanggal waler kana kalakuanana.
The dictionary says that responsibility means this.
Kamus nyarioskeun kieu tanggal waler hartina.
The state of being accountable.
Kayaan tiasa tanggal waler.
Are answerable.
Atawa tiasa ngajawab.
It means to be responsible for your debts.
Hatuna tanggal waler kana hutang saderek.
Responsible for the talents that God has put in you.
Kana pangabisa anu aya dina diri saderek.
And it means to take care of your obligations.
Atas nama dan melakukan kewajiban saderek.
An obligation is this.
Jika wajibannya eta.
The binding power of a vow or a promise.
Kawasan nu mengket tiji sumpah atau janji.
In other words, a person of real integrity will do what they said they're going to do.
Misalkan salah seorang gaduh integrasi kesajati bakal mitamal na nu wae.
Mature people keep their word.
Anu marina teroskeun jalma dewasa nedunan janjina.
Mature people take responsibility for their behavior.
Tanggal waler kana kalakuan maranehna.
It says that they will keep their word whether it's legal or moral.
Maranehna nedunan janjina na secara hukum atawa moral.
A responsible person takes care of their moral duties.
Tanggal waler merhatikeun kewajiban moral maranehna.
And our moral duty just means that we know what the Word of God says and we line our lives up with that.
Kewajiban moral urang hartosna urang terang naon nu dauhan Allah carioskeun ngatur hirup urang ku eta.
My moral obligation,
kewajiban moral abdi,
has nothing to do with how I feel.
Daya kaitana sareng lalausan abdi.
It has nothing to do with what I think,
sareng naon anu abdi pikirkeun,
or what I want.
Anu abdi hoyong.
If I am a moral person,
moral,
a person of my word,
cariosan,
a responsible, accountable person,
waler,
I'm going to do what's right whether I feel like it or not. And so many people today want to go out and just do all kinds of things and then have no responsibility. There's a lot more to my ministry than just the part that you see right now.
Ya langkung seueur pelayanan abdi tibatan nu katingali ku saderek ayeuna.
The preaching is the fun part.
Kotbah mangrupi hal lumatak resep.
Being on television is the fun part.
Aya dina TV hal anu matak resep.
Writing books is the fun part.
Nulis buku geur sami.
But there's a lot of parts that aren't very much fun.
Aya bagian anu teu matak resep.
There's a lot of responsibility.
Teuer tanggal waler.
And if I don't want to take the responsibility, then God is not going to give me the ministry. The Bible says many are called but few are chosen. That's in Matthew 20:16. And I heard a man say this one time. That actually means that God calls many men and women. But very few are willing to take responsibility for the call.
Tapi sakadeuk nu kersa tanggal waler kana eta panyaur.
Many people won't do what's right unless somebody's making them do what's right.
Jalmi amal midamal nu leres dugi ka aya batur ngadamel maranehna midamal nu leres.
But in the book of Proverbs chapter 6.
Dina kitab Amsal pasal 6.
The Bible teaches us to take a look at the little ant. It says that the ant takes responsibility without any oversight. And that's the way we need to be.
Orang kudu seperti gitu.
We need to be people that will do what's right even if nobody's looking.
Orang gerah janten jalmi nu leres walau sasanaos teu aya nu ningali.
We need to realize that God is always looking.
Allah pasti ningali.
Today in our society,
dinten ayeuna di masyarakat,
people want to get married but they don't want the responsibility of having a husband or a wife.
Jelmaria hayong nikah tapi marena alim tanggal waler ngagaduhan caroge atawa bojo.
They want a big house but they don't want to have the responsibility to take care of it.
Hayong buminu ageung tapi henteu kersa tanggal waler.
They want to have children but not take responsibility for the children.
Tapi alim tanggal waler ka eta putra.
And this is what's causing so many problems in our society today.
Ieu anu ngakibatkeun seueur masalah di masyarakat urang.
My husband and I are trying to teach people to be responsible.
Saroge sareng abdi ngajar supaya jelema ngagaduhan tanggal waler.
It's time for us to grow up.
Ya waktuna keur urang tumubuh.
And part of growing up means that we don't do what we feel like doing.
Tumubuh hartosna teu barang damel naon nu urang resep.
But we do what we know is right.
Tapi midamel naon nu dianggap leres.
We want to become Christ-like.
Urang hoyong sapertos Kristus.
We want to act like Jesus.
Kalakuanna sapertos Kristus.
But we're going to close this session, but I'm excited about the next one.
Mesti ngaperkan saderek.
God bless you.
Perang pungkas sesi ieu abdi sumanget kanggo sesi salajengna.